Let me see if I can get my eyes focused here. There we go. Out of the hundreds and hundreds of hours each week that my wife spends perusing the internet, occasionally she'll come up with something that's of some interest to me. She gave me one the other day, and I'll read it to you, and we'll talk about it. This is one of those typical pages on Facebook or whatever, where somebody makes a very intelligent saying. And this is the one, this one is, we need preachers who preach that hell is still hot, that heaven is still real, that sin is still wrong, that the Bible is God's word, and that Jesus is the only way of salvation. Sound like I'm trying to subtly help you get your message across, but I'm not. Actually, our preachers do an excellent job. They pass these standards here with flying colors. But talking about hell does sometimes get the short shrift, in my humble opinion, even here. A long time ago, you know, back when I was young, it seemed like we talked a lot about hell, and we don't so much nowadays. I know that it was a pretty good motivator to me when I heard about it. So let's read a few scriptures here, bolster my point, and then say a couple things. And 2 Thessalonians 1 and 9, if you want to turn to it, there's three or four or five scriptures here. You can or you can't, but 2 Thessalonians 1 and 9, and these will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Just that right there, that's always just put the fear in me, being out of God's presence and the glory of his power. Revelation 21 and 8. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. Matthew 25:41. Then he will also say to those on his left, depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. Mark 9:47-48. And if your eye causes you to stumble, cast it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Revelation. Well, I got a couple here, but you get the idea. I won't read all of them. You might say, though, well, that is a morbid bunch of scriptures. Probably from a morbid old coot that has nothing to do but sit around and dwell on these negative thoughts all the time. But I'd say, no, not really. These scriptures are factual, and they are given to us for our consideration. But we have more than ample evidence that God has given us a way to escape the horrible details that we just read. God has every right to deal with us, his rebellious people, as he pleases, and he does. But he most graciously has provided us a way to be forgiven for our rebellion and to be justified as good standing members of his court, of his priesthood, and of his adopted royal family. And that's what makes all these scriptures so joyful for me. When I read those, I'm almost giddy because of the knowledge of what God has done for us in spite of what we might be deserving of. And then to cap it all off, I not only have the opportunity to be justified, but I actually got the word and plenty of time to be justified. Usually I'm the last one gets a word for anything. And I got this one in plenty of time that I were able to adopt it and make it part of my life. And the same thing goes for all of you out here. You were fortunate enough to hear the gospel taught, and you did something about it. But if there might be someone here tonight who's heard the gospel and still hasn't followed through with this to its finality, if you're here and you're at a point where you feel like you are ready to do something, if you're at a point where you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, if you're ready to acknowledge that you're a sinner and you're tired of being a sinner and you want to do better, if you're willing to confess Jesus and you're able and ready to be baptized for the remission of your sins, then why don't you come forward right now and do something about it while we sing this song.
Three verses.